Alex Christman is a fractional chief marketing officer and has been in a marketing role for more than 20 years, primarily in performance and growth marketing where metrics and ROI matter more. Alex has done it all, from traditional marketing to digital marketing, as well as peripheral functions such as communications, public relations, and sales strategy. She is founder and president of Growth Marketing Partner, Inc., which is a marketing consultancy focused on assisting startup to early to mid-stage companies poised for growth. We are very grateful to have Alex Christman as a Lucent partner. Alex, it's really great to have you here. Very grateful to have you as a Lucent partner. I can't thank you enough for all your enthusiasm, your time, and your trust. So very grateful that you're here with us. Well, we will get right into it. First question for you simply is, Alex, what is your business?
So I am a fractional chief marketing officer, or CMO. And what I essentially do is craft effective and practical marketing solutions to help small businesses grow. And the key word there is practical, because you can put this elaborate plan together, but if it's not going to work for the client, then it's not an effective plan.
What really compelled you to start your business?
Right after college, and even towards the latter part of my college years, I worked in sales and marketing and discovered I really, really enjoyed both. I did sales for a little bit, and then I, by accident, got put into a marketing position. I did that for about 20 years, working on the corporate marketing side, and always had a vision of launching my own company. So in the beginning of 2021, really in the throes of the pandemic, I decided that it was a good time to go out on my own. So I launched Growth Marketing Partner, Inc., at the beginning of 2021. And it is a fractional marketing consultancy. And recently, I aligned with a company called Your CMO, spelled Y-O-R. And Your CMO gives me access to more tools, resources, and most importantly, a built-in brain trust of other CMOs that I can lean on for industry expertise, very skill-specific expertise, so on and so forth.
Who would you say, Alex, are your ideal clients? Are they any specific size, any specific industry? What do they look like?
When I think about the ideal client, you know, I do look at the firmographics first. You know, they're small businesses. They typically have 25 to 500 employees, you know, the classical definition of a small business. They need to be generating some revenue because marketing is not cheap. So generally 5 million to 50 million in annual revenue. There's a point where businesses are large enough where they want to bring in their own in-house CMO or senior leader. So that's about the cap for me. But having said that, I find it immensely rewarding to work with smaller organizations, such as nonprofits, startups. So I'll typically try to carve out some time to work on a pro bono or a reduced fee basis with smaller clients.
How would you say that you're leading the way with all the work that you're doing as a fractional CMO?
When I launched my practice, Growth Marketing Partner, Inc., 3.5 years ago, I followed the standard best practices of requiring a one-year contract. But since then, I've completely done away with any sort of a contract because I've been very fortunate in that my clients have all stayed with me for a long time. So, you know, some smaller clients, especially that may feel like they're being committed to a contract, I tell them right off the bat, there is no contract. I use a love me or leave me model because I believe in the quality of my work and the impact of the work that I deliver. So it is something that I believe is unique in the marketplace. And it also gives the client breathing room and comfort knowing if any external market forces impact their business, then they aren't tied to the contract. Some of these companies, they don't have the in-house resources to do the execution. So they're left with this great plan. They've paid a lot of money, and then sometimes it just sits there or isn't executed properly. So with what I do, it really is a soup to nuts. Occasionally, I may bring in somebody to help on complex graphics or technical work. But for the most part, I'll go in there, learn as much as I can about the business, identify what are the most important metrics for the business, track those metrics and improve upon those metrics. And everything that I build, as I mentioned early on, is a practical solution, something that can be implemented and implemented effectively. And then within a budget that matches the size of the organization and its growth goals. So I would say that's really what my differentiator is out there, is if you work with me, not only will I put the strategy together, but we'll make sure that we design something that I can then execute for my client and measure for my client.
I love the focus on the practicality, right? Marketing, we can get in the weeds with some things, making things really fancy and really trendy. But when you really focus on the practicality, that's really an amazing differentiator for you. And I applaud you for that. And, I know, Alex, you offer a lot of amazing services as a fractional CMO. But if you had to really pick one, what would you say that it is that you do best?
So I try to use as much data and existing reports and numbers as I can, digging into what's worked, what hasn't. If it hasn't worked, why? What did you learn from it? And I try to question everything, not in a disrespectful or judgmental way, but are you doing it this way because that's just the way you've always done it? Or is this a proven method that's been the most effective? So really taking the time to understand it. And then I'm a growth or performance marketer, meaning my entire 20-year career has been applying an ROI approach to everything that I do. And that's different from some other marketing disciplines that are more branding, creative related. That's a little bit harder to measure. So it's important for me to get to the numbers, to understand what are the metrics that are important to the business? Are there reports and dashboards in place? If not, let's go ahead and build that so that we can see whether we're moving the needle or not in those areas that matter to the business.
And I know you alluded to this a little bit, but what would you say traditionally, Alex, is the first kind of problem or issue that you really come in to solve when you first start working with a new client?
Typically, business owners or CEOs will bring me in for either a new growth opportunity or their existing marketing has stagnated or even declined. So, looking at those two buckets, growth opportunities could be they're acquiring or merging with a new business. They need help making sure that it's transitioned well. Maybe they're launching a new product or launching into a new market or trying to tap into a new audience segment. Maybe it's a new vertical that they're entering. Other times it's project-based work. We need a revamp of our website. So can you help us source a vendor to design and develop the website? I've also worked with companies that are looking at their marketing tech stack and they want to know, what's the best option for us in terms of a CRM and a marketing automation tool? So I'll come in there, put the RFP together, interview different vendors, and work with them on a 3 to 6 month project. So that's sort of the growth bucket. The other bucket is marketing's not working, we're spending a lot of money, or our agency is not performing. So can you come in here and do a deep dive? Is it the strategy? Or is it the execution that isn't working for us? And what I would say, Andrew, is in most cases, it's the first bucket. There's a growth opportunity that they want to maximize.
I know you mentioned towards the beginning that you really focus on, startups, the SMB, those companies that are that 5 to 50 million range. But which industries would you say that you have the most success in, or that you really enjoy working the most in with the work that you do?
I tend to gravitate towards the industries that I have the most experience in, and that would be real estate, the mortgage industry, financial services in general. So, consumer lending, business lending. I also really enjoy working with clients in the professional services space. So, that would include law firms, accounting firms, insurance brokers, financial planners, so on and so forth. But I've worked with many clients that are in really niche industries, and I'd say it's more about the client's motivation and the pain points that we're trying to solve than the industry. Because a lot of, especially marketing in the B2B sector, can be applied across industries.
Who would you say, Alex, would be like your top three referral partners?
Marketing, just by nature of our function, works very, very closely with sales. So I find chief revenue officers, or head of sales, to be a great referral partner. I tend to work really well with either a fractional or an in-house VP of sales role. But COOs, CFOs, because marketing budget, there has to be tight alignment, right, with the financials of the organization. So CFOs will sometimes bring me in if marketing budgets are not managed well. I try to align with partners where it's a bi-directional referral. So anybody that I can also refer to my referral partners, it's a great symbiotic relationship.
And last one for us, what would you say, Alex, the ideal conversation that you're looking to start with prospective clients?
I always like to start with learnings. What have you done to date to generate new business? What's your most successful source of clients? If something that you've tried in the past has not worked, why? What did you learn from that? And again, as I alluded to earlier, if something hasn't worked, trying to identify, was it poor planning? Was it poor execution? Is it because the agency or resource wasn't properly measuring the success of the particular strategy, or was it just the wrong strategy? So we try to get to the bottom of that and see, okay, is this something that we need to do better and it can work? I also always ask, okay, so these are great that you've tried it. Some have worked, some haven't. But I also try to get to, what are some ideas that you've had in your head that you really, really want to try? But you feel that you don't have a budget, you don't have the skill set, the know-how, or the time to launch. And let's see if we can build this in to our 1 year or 2 year plan and make it happen. So I like thinking big vision to see what's in their head. And they usually always have that, I'd love to do this, and we'll put it down on paper and see how we can make it a reality.